tuned into the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the world's most pointless podcast. Welcome to the Audio Asylum. I am your host, Joe.
And it's your boy, Blee.
And this was take two. We were having technical difficulties up in this bitch.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right. New York City's opened. Nobody's turned into wild butt-fucking vampire zombie lizard people.
The masks are officially off.
Yeah, the masks are off. Well, at least...
Or can be off.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to still wear a mask, that's all right.
You want to be safe, but...
Yeah. I mean, my day job, I still got to wear these bitches.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're not forcing me to wear it because I'm vaccinated, but they do, like for anybody incoming, they're like, oh, make sure they wear a mask, but... I don't care.
Yeah, well, so you're a vaxxed boy.
I'm a vaxxed boy.
I think
I got 2 years to live, apparently.
I think everybody I know is a vaxxed boy or girl.
That, bro, there's...
Except me.
There's so many people that piss me off because they're like, oh, you got vaxxed? You're going to die in the next 2 to 10 years. And I'm like, bro, suck my dick. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I got vaxxed because... Well, first of all,
suck my dick.
First of all, suck my dick. Second of all, I got vaxxed because I didn't want to deal with all these restrictions, bro. And call me a dick, whatever you want, but it wasn't about making people safe around me. I'm going to be honest.
It was about enjoying your own life.
I want to enjoy my life, and I'm tired of COVID. So I was like, fuck it. If I want to go to a show without a mask, I'm getting vaxxed. So that's what I did.
Yeah, see, I was going to get vaxxed Monday, like, no joke, and then Tuesday, they were like, hey, we're at 70%, everything's open, to, like, back to normal in New York City, and I was like, oh, okay, like...
So, oh, fuck the vaccine, then.
Yeah.
I guess you're going to live more than 2 years.
I'll play a little bit of a Russian roulette with myself, for sure.
Fucking, oh, yeah, you guys are looking at us, I forgot there's visuals.
Yeah, well, so, they'll be looking at us, you know, depending the Instagram quiz.
I have blue hair now.
Yes, you do.
You have aquamarine.
You have blue hair.
I look like a fucking Captain Crunchberry.
A Crapton Crunchberry.
Damn, I look like crap, and I look like a blueberry.
I'm texting the fucking girl, and I'm talking like an idiot. A Crapton.
He's excited.
I mean,
he's excited.
I'm kind of excited.
Fuck, marry, or kill. That's interesting. That's the game you decide to put the camera on?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Things in the Audio Asylum are always fucky, even the simplest of things, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's a card game I definitely want to, like, do a few rounds on the YouTubes.
Oh, it's still closed. It's a closed box. Okay.
I haven't even opened the plastic for that one yet.
Yeah, I was telling Leo, my friend, that I would like to play Watch Your Mouth on video.
Oh yes, that's another good one.
Yeah, I've had it for the longest, but I just don't play it because I don't like the amount of spit that comes out of my mouth.
Oh, that it only comes with one thing to put in your mouth?
No, it comes with four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like
one thing,
but they're washable. You just fucking wash them.
Gotcha.
Like, I hand wash them with soap and shit, like with the sponge and shit.
Oh, okay.
But I've only played with one group of friends. Like, nobody wants to play that game. Everyone that comes to my house, they're like, nah, let's play Trouble, Uno, let's play... I've been playing this new game called Exploding Kittens. Don't ask me how to explain it.
Exploding Kittens?
All right, so basically you get an Exploding Kitten card, it's one card in the random part of the deck, and when you happen to land on it, if you don't have a defuse card, you blow up.
Oh, okay.
Your character blows up, but... You can either use diffuse or stop, I think. But anyway, the game gets wild. It's just fun.
Every time I hear that game, Exploding Kittens, I just think of a fucking exploding kitten.
An
actual fucking exploding kitten.
Yeah, no.
Which isn't a fucking fun visual if you like cats.
I've seen that happen in real life.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I've told this story, but... Yeah, fireworks and kittens. Well, not kittens. All right, let me not say kitten.
Yeah.
Not an exploding kitten. I've never seen an exploding kitten. I've seen an exploding cat, though.
You've seen an exploding cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because my brother's a psychopath. And, yeah, fireworks and cats don't go well. especially when, you know, the firecracker's up the cat's ass.
Whoa.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Welcome to my life.
Yo, no, seriously, though, it's not a good sight. And
firecracker up the cat's ass.
Yeah, therapy.
Who put the firecracker in the kitten's ass?
Oh, my brother. My older brother.
Why did he put the firecracker in the kitten's ass?
Because he's practically Jason fucking Voorhees, man. The dude is nuts. I told you. I don't speak to him for that reason. He hurts animals. He's crazy. You know what they said in Michael Myers, bro?
Yeah.
The first step is fucking animals, and then it's people. And jeez. I'm not going to be that person.
You want to play fuck, marry, or kill with animals?
I want fucking... Wait, what? Fuck, marry, or kill with animals?
Yeah, like, would you rather, like, fuck, marry, or kill an elephant?
No.
A giraffe?
Bestiality.
Or a kangaroo?
I don't like where this conversation is going. I don't know. Going.
It just went south.
I'm scared. And I'm the one with blue hair.
Yeah. I haven't got a lot of sleep lately.
Oh, okay. We're going to go there. We're going to go with that excuse.
I would not fuck any animals.
Joe's exhausted. Just ignore him.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck any animals. I wouldn't kill any animals. I don't...
Would you marry an animal?
I mean, like, this doesn't involve me having to have sex with it and be romantic with it, right?
No, I guess it's like a Facebook marriage.
Yeah, I would Facebook marry, like, a dog, I guess. Mm. You know? I like dogs more than I like fucking people at this point.
I'd Facebook marry a wolf just because wolves are cool.
Wolves are cool.
This is such a weird conversation. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I asked somebody this when I was hanging out with them the other day.
Okay.
All right, if you could have one pet that, like, isn't a typical household pet.
Like an exotic animal.
Like, yeah, any fucking animal. Like, what would it be?
That's a good one.
Yeah, right?
Damn. I mean, but hypothetically, this isn't... You don't have to describe your lifestyle, right? Like, you don't have to be rich or anything. Like, I could just have the animal and not worry about, like, having to explain how I'm taking care of the animal.
Oh, yeah, no, just like...
Because, like, if I wanted to have a great white shark as a pet, obviously no one can have a great white shark as a pet.
Oh, yeah, just like Genie grants you the wish. Like, okay, you get the pet and anything you need to take care of it.
Damn, that's a really fucking good one.
Isn't it?
I think I'd have I'd Tony Montana that shit. I'd have a fucking pet tiger.
Yeah, tiger. Bro. I think I'm going red panda.
Oh, you like cute things.
Yeah, I like cute shit.
If we're going cute.
Or a monkey.
Alright, if we're going cute, I'd have to go with... Damn, that's fucking hard, bro. There's a lot of cute animals.
I'm fucking hard.
Oh, a sea otter.
A sea otter.
Yo, I love otters,
yo,
bro.
Sea otters, yo.
They are the cutest things, and they sleep on their back in the water. They just float there. I saw a video yesterday of a sea otter holding its baby while she was sleeping.
Oh, shit.
And it was mad cute. I felt bad for him, though, because every time he tried to turn over, she would, like, force him to lay on his back.
Damn.
I'm like, bro, my man's want to get comfy on your stomach. Let him sleep. What you doing?
Let homeboy sleep.
Let him sleep. Let the boy watch.
Yeah, I think red panda for me, or a monkey for sure. Like, I
don't like monkeys.
Imagine, like, coming home, just knowing that you're going to play with a monkey.
You know, when you put it like that, you make me think of the show Friends. Because one of the main characters, Ross, had a monkey named Marcel.
Did he really?
And she wore a tutu.
So I have this thing with Friends where, like, I want to like it, right?
It's dry comedy.
Well, no, I love dry comedy. I like fucking Full House.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, I feel like too many past females that have hurt me in my life enjoy that show.
Is the typical, like, and I don't mean to be sexist, but it is the typical female choice of comedy shows.
Yeah.
Like, for me, as a male, I always stuck with Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh.
And Frasier. Like, well, I mean, that's old, but I love Frasier. I like Everybody Loves Raymond, Kings and Queens.
Okay.
Or King of Queens. King of Queens.
Yeah.
But again, those are typical guy, you know, they revolve around the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's Friends revolves around all of them. However, for me personally, the female perspective is more dominant in that show.
Oh, okay. I mean,
And it, and mind you, it's an even amount of girls and an even amount of guys in that show.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I just feel like the females dominate in that show for comedy and for, like, gravitating towards character.
Three best sitcoms.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, you're asking.
Yeah, go.
Shit.
All right, your three favorite.
My three, all right, Bernie Mac.
Okay.
The Bernie Mac Show.
Oh, all right.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
And Workaholics.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going my three favorite. I go Full House, Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld's fucking funny.
Yeah, Seinfeld's great.
Yeah.
Damn. I feel like I'd sound like a basic bitch if I said Fresh Prince.
Nah, you're not basic. Fresh Prince is fucking...
It's so good.
It's cultural as fuck. Like, yeah. It's for everyone. Like,
Boy Meets World is really good, though.
I like Boy Meets World, but my problem was that it was for... It painted a picture of high school for me that I did not get.
I understand.
So when it was like, to relate to that show, I couldn't relate.
Yeah.
I was just like, nah, bro, school's not like that at all.
See, I have an important question. I asked Lauren this on the show.
Okay.
Months and months ago, and we got a lot of fucking... middle ground Instagram feedback for it.
Okay.
The Office.
I hate that show.
Yes! It sucks!
I hate that show.
We have a double confirmation.
Like, I'm gonna tell you why I hate it. Number one, how the fuck did y'all get jobs?
Yeah.
Like, how did you work at an office? It's a printing company.
But is it just me, or is it just not funny?
It's...
I don't think it's funny. That's just me on a personal level.
Right, so for me, this is where I come from. Like, people get on me for liking Workaholics. They're like, oh, it's just about a bunch of guys getting high at an office. The Office is about a bunch of mentally challenged people who can't survive in normal society working at a printing place. Like, that's how I see the show.
Yeah.
These people don't function properly. Like, they can't do the simplest of tasks. And... when you see them all together in an environment, it's like they're trying to be funny. Like, for me, like, when I know you're trying to be funny.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Why did I say that like that? Ooh. when I see comedy and it sounds like and looks like you're trying to be funny, that's when it's not funny.
Yeah.
And for me, that show's not natural. Like, it doesn't come off natural. It comes off as forced humor.
That's how I feel, too. It's, like, very, like...
like, there's an episode... even if you don't watch the show, you know who Dwight is.
Yeah.
Dwight is the guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
There's an episode where all these guys are in an office... they're in the office.
Yeah.
The show is called The Fucking Office. They're in the office, and they're doing parkour. Dumb as fuck. That's the dumbest concept ever.
I've seen that clip.
He sees a viral video about parkour, and he gets excited, and he's like, oh, I'm going to be fucking, we're going to be the next best thing. We're going to do parkour and YouTube and whatever.
Oh, God.
And I see them doing it, and they're like, you know, looking stupid, just jumping off couches and shit like that. And when I look at that, I'm like, bro, anyone can do that.
Yeah. Is it just me too, or is like just the internet humor? Like, internet humor is weird now too.
Internet, not for nothing. I mean,
it's very hit or miss.
Yeah, like the thing for me with internet humor I've noticed is that I like internet humor only if it's dark humor.
Yeah, dark internet humor is where it's at.
Dark internet humor is hilarious.
Yes.
But when I listen to regular internet humor, it kind of sounds like a dad trying to be funny.
It's like very, yeah.
You're old. That's not. Stop hitting this thing. Stop it.
Brendan keeps accidentally hitting the mic for those listening. Fucking, I have a cool story.
Okay.
I hope the camera doesn't fucking cut off for this one because it would be a good also Instagram clip. So me and Blastoise a few weeks ago went out.
Okay.
If you're listening, you know Blastoise from Dare Pong. He's been on one episode a long time ago. We'll get him back on the podcast.
You're going to bring up this fucking porn place again, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, everybody's like, what's the porn place? I have to describe it in a few minutes now. So, we go out because I was having a rough week at home.
Okay.
And we're on the highway on our way to Manhattan. And a car, a orange fucking minivan, mini minivan pulls up next to us, and all these guys in this car look like Post Malone. That's first of all.
Oh my god.
And we're blasting metal, and they roll down their
was
windows.
Was it musty in the car?
Oh yeah. It was cloudy. So they roll down the windows, and they're like, yeah, we're from Washington. And like we're like, oh, like fucking road trip. And they're like, yeah.
Like Washington State.
Yeah, and they're all in Hawaiian button-up shirts. And one dude goes, yo, and looks at Blastoise and goes to throw him a beer. And Blastoise goes, nah, man, I don't drink, but my friend does. Dude pulls up a huge case of Natty Light Ices and underhands two fucking beers to me through the open windows on the highway. I drank them shits.
Bro, that is movie star shit right
there. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. It was pretty cool.
That's fucking dope, bro. Like, shit like that don't happen. My man said they were wearing Hawaiian shirts in New York City. What the fuck? The world doesn't make sense, bro.
And why are you on a road trip from
Washington?
Yeah, we're from Washington. But I'm happy they did. They tossed me some beers.
How was the beer?
It was good. Natty Light Ice. It's douchey. It's douchey white guy beer.
Oh, okay.
Douchey white guy.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Douchebag Joe.
They look like they were a bunch of Kyles, huh?
Post Malone looking Kyles.
Kyle Malone.
Yeah, I don't think they punch drywall. They definitely drink beer every day, though.
And then they chase it down with Monster.
Definitely a part of a frat house.
You know what they... Oh, they make me... Have you ever seen the show... the movie Sex Drive?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, God. There's this lady. She's an Amish woman, and she goes out... Totally off topic. But the only reason why I'm bringing it up is because her energy. She's an Amish woman, and the movie's not revolved around her at all.
Okay.
But there's an Amish girl. She leaves for a night for what's called Palm Springer, and it's like one night that you get to be wild and be like a regular person, listen to music. Because, you know, they don't do all that shit. They don't listen to music. They dress very strict. And she's screaming, Palm Springer! Woo! And that's the vibe that I get from the story you just told with those dudes.
It was a fucking pretty rad experience, to be honest with you. Now I gotta describe the porn bar.
Oh, porn place, bro.
The porn place.
My man's invited me. Hold on. I want to explain how this happened, how I found out about this place.
Yes, explain.
Yo, so this dude hits me up one day. He's like, yo, you doing anything later? You got plans on the week or during the... Was it during the week? It was a weekday.
Was it a weekday?
I think it was like a Thursday or a Wednesday.
It might have been. It might have been a weekday.
He's like, yo, you doing anything tonight? And I'm like, nah, not really. I'll probably just stay home and chill for a little bit. My man's goes, you want to go to a bar? And I'm like, I don't know. What kind of bar? Oh, it's a really cool bar. They got some nice beers and cool people there. It's a really nice vibe. And they play porn on the TV screens. Bro, I looked at this dude and I said, what the fuck did you just say to me? What was the last words that came out of your mouth? He said, what? Yeah, they show like old styled, weird, like grungy porn. And I'm like... Bro, how can you even say that with a straight face? You're talking about a bar. He's like, oh, well, it's a saloon. I'm like, a saloon? Bro, saloons have prostitutes, as far as I'm concerned. That's from back in the day. That's what you went to a saloon for. He's like, nah, it's not that kind of saloon. I'm like, then it's a bar. It's not a saloon. But they show grungy porn on the TV. And then he's like, yeah, some girl was getting whipped or some shit. Guy was getting whipped.
Oh, no, nobody. Oh, yeah, so some dude was in a monkey costume whipping a girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did she do the nay-nay? I'm sorry. Oh. That was a really bad joke. I really had to say that.
No, that was a good joke.
That was bad.
My bad. I'm a little distracted because I'm Ubering a girl to my house at the moment.
Oh, you're Ubering her here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she could come in mid-podcast. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is Cheek Central.
Yeah, oh, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Magic 8-Ball, is Joe going to get laid?
Joe's going to be Magic Mike tonight.
Unlikely.
You got to put a song on and dance for her. you got to twirl your body. Twirling. What the fuck am I even saying, bro? This is so dumb. I'm gonna tell ghost stories. I'm gonna tell a story about the spooky cock.
Wait, oh, you have a story about a spooky cock?
No, I just have some shit that happened to me the last time I went to my sister's house. It was pretty weird. So, my sister's been, like, I've been watching mad ghost and demon shit because that's the type of person I am. I'm interested in the paranormal phenomena.
Paranormal's always interesting.
Yeah, I love that shit, bro. But I don't what I don't love is when that shit happens to me, because it does happen to me every once in a while. And I went to my sister's house, and she was telling me, she warned me, because she knows I'm sensitive to shit like that. And I don't, listen, for you guys that are skeptic, call me crazy, call me, oh, he don't fucking see ghosts. Bro, I feel them shits. I'm not saying I see them, I'm not saying I see people. But I feel when the energy is different in a house, especially when they, like, you don't have to tell me it's haunted, bro. I can just feel it, and I'll let you know, like, bro, there's something here.
Can you feel a horny ghost?
Well, there's demons called succubuses and incubuses, but no, I've never felt a horny ghost.
Are those horny spirits?
Those are demons.
Horny demons?
Apparently, the theory of a succubus and an incubus is, an incubus is a male, a succubus is a female.
Okay.
Apparently, succubuses and incubuses have sex with people in the living world, like me or you.
Okay.
Like they're a ghost that can entice you.
Yeah.
And let's say you have a wet dream. That wet dream is an advantage for them to take your sperm and create Satan's army.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big fucking deal. And there's a theory about it.
They're going to make an army out of my jizz?
Right? I don't believe it, but that's what people say. But that's the exaggerated definition.
I feel like you teach me something new every time we talk on this show.
Oh, that's because I'm a fucking guru for knowledge. I love reading. I'm addicted to reading. There's nothing wrong with it.
Addicted.
Addicted to reading. Like, I'm a dick. Tid. To reading.
Addicted.
Anyway. So, I go to her house, bro. We're talking. And, like, we always talk on the phone about the shit that go, because her next door apartment is haunted. Mm-hmm. It's been haunted for years. She's been living there for, like, 5 years now. Probably longer. And every time I go there, something happens. And the last time I left her house, bro, I stuck my middle finger at the door, like the next door, because nobody lives there.
Yeah.
For the last couple years, people have moved in and out of that house, and they never stay longer than a year. No explanation why. It's not like, it sounds like a movie, but they never say, "Oh, it's haunted," or, you know, nothing like that. They just move out. So when I went there the last time, I stuck my middle finger at the door as I was leaving, and I told her, I was like, "Oh, fuck them ghosts. They're not gonna hurt you."
Yeah.
As soon as she closed the door to say goodbye to me, I threw up on the stairs. And I felt like I was going to fall down the stairs. Like, all the energy in my body just left.
Jesus.
And I felt like I was going to pass out. And that was just me going, fuck you, haha, ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walked out, and I took one step, and I almost fell down the fucking stairs. So, when I went to her house this week, she dyed my hair, by the way.
Okay.
Awesome job. When I left her, before I left, I'm sitting in her couch, on her couch. Get your shit together. I'm sitting on her couch, and we smoke weed.
Yeah.
Y'all know I smoke weed. So we're smoking, everything's cool, and her weed jar is sitting on top of the desk. And bro, me and her are talking, like me and you right here, face-to-face talking, and we hear and see the jar go like this.
Nah.
And bro, I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I go, yo. And she goes, yeah. And I was like, fuck. Like, that's all that was said. And she was,
fuck that.
She texted me because, you know, with ghosts and shit, you don't want to let them know you know that they're there.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's kind of like a thing.
So she texted me, and she's like, yo, like, I don't want you to talk about shit like that, like, when we're here. Like, when you're in my house.
Yeah.
She's like, because shit does happen in my house and I can't explain it. And I was like, bro, you need to fucking move. Like, because, bro, I went into that apartment, the next door apartment before.
Yeah.
Like, we investigated in there. And I told her, I was like, bro, I got to clean that house. Like, I got to get sage. I got to do a bunch of, like, sorcery in there. Because...
please.
Bro, the closet in one of the bedrooms scares the effing living shit out of me. I went in that room and I was like, bro, somebody was hung here. And she was like, what? And I was like, bro, I feel bad vibes, like somebody was hung in this closet. And I don't want to be in this apartment.
That's fucking crazy. And she's crazy.
Like, bro, why do you feel like that? I was like, bro, I walked in this room, and the first thing I imagined was someone hanging here. So I'm assuming that's what they're telling me. Someone was hung here. And she's like, nah. Now, mind you guys, I'm wearing blue hair, and I'm telling you this. So yeah, I look pretty fucking nuts. But paranormal shit, you can't explain it, bro. It just happens, and you're just like, what the fuck?
You know? See, I don't think I've ever had ghost encounters, but I feel like I've definitely had fucking weird dreams that I can say might have been meeting by a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a ghost has met me or some shit like that.
I feel like that about aliens, bro. I feel like I've encountered an alien.
Really?
Really bad, bro. Like, I woke up. I think I told you this story. I probably mentioned it on the podcast, too. That I had a dream where I was in my mom's house, and an alien was, like, by the bathroom. And when I went to go... Alright, so I'm gonna explain it again. In my old house, in my mom's apartment, there's a long hallway to the bathroom.
Okay.
Basically, the alien was standing in front of the bathroom. My mom... This is a dream, by the way. This didn't really happen. My wife goes to check the bathroom because we hear like a boom, like something crashed into our apartment.
Yeah.
And she goes, and all I see is her run to the couch and start crying. Not say a word, nothing. She couldn't breathe. Then her mother gets up, freaks out. What are you freaking out about? Goes to the bathroom, runs back, sits on the couch, starts crying, petrified. They're both white like paper, bro, like loose leaf.
Jeez.
So I get up and I go see. When I get up to walk to the bathroom, I don't even make it to the bathroom. I'm at the end of the hall, and the alien is at the other end of the hall. I get lifted. This motherfucker goes like this. I get lifted, and I get dragged to him.
That's a fucked up dream.
And then he looks me in his eyes, bro. His big fucking almond-shaped eyes, like a Martian would typically look in movies.
Yeah.
And I don't die. I don't lose consciousness. I start seeing the galaxy through his eyes. Like, I see stars and planets and different fucking animals and things that I've never thought my brain could imagine.
That's fucking nuts.
And then I wake up, but guess why I wake up? I can't breathe in real life. I'm like this in my dream. And fuck, that hurt. I didn't know I was doing that in real life. And Ashley was waking me up like this.
What?
She's like, bro, wake up, wake up, wake up. And I woke up, and as soon as I woke up, I was crying like a baby. Like, crying, like... And I didn't even know why, bro. And when she was talking to me, she was trying to ask me, are you okay? What did you see? I told her, I was like, yo, they're real. Those are the only words that came out of my mouth. I said, they're real. And I didn't even understand what I was saying.
What?
I was terrified, bro. Like, I'm a grown man. I'm 26 years old. I don't cry to the point where I'm sobbing. Like, bro, that's 6 years old shit, 5 year old shit. But like crying like that as a grown man, bro, like you would have thought I lost my mom, God forbid. Like, it was that bad. And the scariest part, bro, is that I haven't had a dream since then.
Really?
I mean, obviously you dream, but like I haven't had a dream that I can remember since then. And it's been 2 years.
That's 2 years.
It's been 2 years. I can't remember my dreams anymore.
See, like, I never count out paranormal and ghost shit. Like, I haven't had many experiences, if any, but I'll never doubt somebody on shit like that.
Nah, bro, it's a different level of fear. Like, it's something that, like, for a while, I didn't believe in anything. I was like, nah, fuck that. Like, I didn't even believe in God. I was agnostic.
Yeah.
I didn't believe in anything. And... it wasn't until I had experiences like that that I was like, nah, bro, something don't make sense. There's something spiritual going on here.
Yeah.
And not that I'm fucking, like, all into it. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna go looking for it.
Yeah.
But, bro, there's something out there that's not religious, you know? Us being galaxies within universes, we probably spoke about that before.
Yeah.
We're definitely not the only ones, you know, in the universe.
Exactly. Yeah, no, there's other shit out there, without a fucking doubt. The shit I don't believe is, like, this whole, like, I hate when people use their astrological sign as a fucking excuse.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Let's fucking.
I'm a Capricorn, so automatically people don't gravitate towards me. Because I'm self-absorbed and I hate the world.
No, you just suck, Al, as a human being.
Yeah, right? Like, bro, my excuse for treating people like shit isn't because I'm a Capricorn. It's because people are assholes and need to be treated like shit sometimes.
Apparently our maximum recording time was reached on the camera.
Oh, shit. A long time ago.
Yeah, so I guess I gotta clean that camera out.
Gotta clean it like the cobwebs out of an old lady's tooter.
Tooter. Like pooter.
Pooter.
Old pooter.
Pooter too. Oh, remember that one time we went to Hooters?
Yes.
Yo, I want to go back.
Yo, Hooters wings are good.
And don't make me out to be a pervert. It's not because of the titties and ass.
Yeah, it's just bomb. It is just like, genuinely
the food
fucking
is actually
good.
Actually, really good.
Yeah. People need to get over themselves.
And occasionally she ash some titties.
Yeah, and occasionally she has some titties. Nice titties.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ashley, don't listen.
Yeah. Even if she did, there's
I don't give a fuck, bro.
There's nothing wrong
with
looking.
When we go to the beach, I'll be like, yo, look at that nigga. You like that, right? She'd be like, no. I'm like, come on. Don't bullshit me. She's like, no.
Yeah,
like, you gonna tell me you like these fucking jelly donut rolls, bro? You wanna touch jelly donut rolls forever? She's like, I could sleep on you, though.
I can sleep. That's what girls say.
It's funny. It's like the older I've gotten and the older I've gotten and the more I've spoken to women, like friends and shit, the more I realize that when you get older, girls don't really give a fuck about fitness, like your fatigue, like your fatigue.
Oh,
what
your
the fuck is going on with my language today?
Your physique.
Your physique. There we go.
Yeah.
Fucking fatigue, bro. I'm fatigued. My brain is fatigued.
Your brain is fatigued.
I'm fucking fatwangy. Like, oh yeah, I'm going on vacation.
Yes, you are going on vacation.
I'm on a plane this Saturday. It's Thursday.
To Orlando?
To Orlando, Florida.
And you're staying a week.
I'm staying 8 days, yeah.
In Universal.
Well, not in Universal. We rented an Airbnb.
Okay.
So we have a pool house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a pool house. I think we even have a pool table.
Damn, that's fucking fancy.
Oh, and me and my girl just went half and half on the Nintendo Switch, so we're bringing that too.
Oh, you guys are getting the fuck away.
I'm ODing, bro. I'm spending mad money. Mad money. Like, we're going to Universal. We're going to SeaWorld. We're going go-karting. We're going to an arcade. I might even get tatted. Like,
my man's just going to live.
Yeah, bro. I've been 3 years working for this company, and I have not taken a vacation.
Really?
Yeah. They pay me out my vacations because I don't take them.
Didn't you go away? But it was a weekend.
Bro, I just got a $1,000 check for not taking vacation.
That's crazy.
And I'm taking that on my vacation.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, bro. That's how much vacation time I have saved. They just fucking pay me $1,000. They're like, here, you don't want to take off? Then here.
That's nuts.
I love it.
I would.
So aside from the money I already had put away for the trip, which was like a good 800, 900, I got like 2 G's, bro.
Nice. I need a side hustle. I'm about to start slinging crack.
I was thinking about selling dope. No, I'm kidding. I was thinking about selling weed because it's thinking. Easy, but I don't want people knowing where I live, and I'm too fat and lazy to be traveling to people.
I was thinking about selling drugs.
I might have to, like, invest in one of those bikes and just do it. I'm going to be the Captain Crunchberry of the weed game.
Captain
Crunchberry. Every time I pull up to your house, I'm going to be like, capitize!
Yeah.
They're going to be like, capitize me, crunching! Wait. I don't even know if I said that right, bro.
Capitize me crunching? Are you sure the edible...
It's crunchitize me, Captain.
Crunchitize me, Captain. Are you...
Wow, the edible definitely hit, bro.
Did it?
No. This is just me naturally stupid.
So Brandon got here, and at a certain point, he was like, yo, I took edible. It should kick in. And then the whole time we've been hanging out, it just hasn't worked.
Yeah, and now I can't fucking talk right. I think it is the edible,
Maybe.
I can't...
It didn't get you high, it just fucked up your pronunciation.
I'm like a body high right now.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. Oh. So I'm stuttering a lot, and I can't gather my words.
Yo, I was super super baked the other night in bed. Eating s'mores Oreos.
Oh, God.
S'moreos.
My man loves the s'mores, bro.
Yo, s'mores insomnia cookies, s'mores Oreos.
Oh, when I come back, my mans, I want to plan a day to stay over. And even if Blastoise is here, I actually would want him here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's sit around the campfire.
And sing our campfire song.
I want to do it, though, but I want to get actual s'mores, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do s'mores, campfire, and would you smokey smoke the dragon?
Oh, yeah. And then we have to do the campfire song, the acoustic version. What is it, like three chords, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be more than three chords.
Dring, dring. Yeah, it's three chords. You could do a three.
Yeah, it has to be a three fucking chord song.
This is going
to
be great. We got to do this.
Damn, I want to go away this summer too, but I just
record it.
Yeah, I just don't know where I want to go. Like, I thought Texas, because dumb motherfuckers don't seem like they care about anything. Yeah, when you
said that, I was like, Texas? Really? Texas.
That or Nashville.
Nashville. What? All right, where's one place that you've always wanted to visit?
Canada.
Really?
Yeah, I want to go to Toronto.
Because of Jericho?
No, it's just like my favorite things in life are like fucking hockey and music and wrestling, and Canada seems to only care about those three things.
Montreal is where you'd go?
Yeah, either Montreal or Toronto.
Toronto.
Like
everybody says Toronto's lit.
Yeah?
Yeah, everybody I know that has gone to Toronto says it's lit.
It's my thing, like a bucket list thing I need to do before I die is I need to see a hockey game in Canada.
You know where I want to go, and it's because of Viva La Bam?
Where?
Helsinki, Finland.
Oh, from... Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to Helsinki, Finland, because they went there to find this dude's wife.
Yes.
What was his name? Oh,
Rab.
Rab.
Yeah,
Rab himself. Yeah. Oh, my yes. God, bro. That takes it back. I used to love when they would say that. Oh, it's Rab himself.
Yeah. Like, where did they come up with that?
Like, yo, earlier today, I was thinking about Novak. And I was like, why am I thinking about fucking Novak?
Bro,
like,
they used to whip his ass.
Bro, they used to beat... Remember when with the bees? They made him beat a real beehive?
Yeah.
And he thought it was going to be digital
bees. Oh, no, that was Rake.
Oh, that was Rake. Rake with the long hair.
How the fuck do you fall for that?
Bro, digital bees.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just swing it. Don't worry. It's not going to hurt. There's no bees. It's just digital bees. We're going to CGI it.
Yo, have you ever been stung by a bee?
I've been stung by multiple bees at one time.
I've only been stung once, and just that one experience sucked.
What? The camping story I told you.
Yeah.
When I went camping for the first time.
Yeah.
We knocked down a beehive on a tree by accident.
Oh, my God.
Fucking led the bees to our camp.
Let me tell you how fast I would have fucking ran.
You know that makes it worse, apparently?
I've heard.
Because your body heats up, and the way that bees see is by heat signature. So if they see you running for your life, you're building up heat.
The fuck are they? Flying predators?
Yeah, bro.
They have like fucking...
They walk around and hear...
Yeah. What is that like weird conspiracy theory people say about birds? I'm sure it's just a joke, but they're like, birds aren't real. They're robots or some shit.
Yeah, that they work for the bourgeoisie. That's what they said. The bourgeoisie is a secret organization that spies on human intelligence. So, like, fuck? Basically, the birds are all robots. Like, instead of us having chips in us or in our phones, which, motherfucker, your phone is already a chip.
Your phone is already a chip. Itself.
They don't need to chip you. Like, when they were saying the vaccine was, to put chips in you, I'm like, bro, they don't need to do that.
Exactly.
They know where you are on a daily basis anyway.
Yeah, that is... Yo... People have watched one too many fucking movies.
It's that, bro, you can't help it. Look at that movie that came out with my mans from Riverdale. It was a bike movie. Like, he was going around biking, and, like, he was vaccinated, I guess. Only people outside are allowed to be outside because they're vaccinated, and then everybody else got to stay in their homes.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
I forgot what it's called. Yeah, it's with the dude from Riverdale. He plays Archie. Oh, fuck. I forgot what it's called. But basically, like, if you end up, like, going out your homes, or, like, people will come for you and like, they'll kill you.
What the fuck?
Like, it's mad crazy. I gotta figure out what the fuck that movie's called. Bourgeoisie, bro. The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
Birds work for the Russian mafia.
Oh, like the birds in Incredibles. Remember the movie Incredibles? Yeah. When Violet and Dash are talking to each other and the bird's like, that's what they're referring to.
Gotcha. Jesus Christ.
Fucking robot birds. I can't, yo, the shit that people come up with, bro.
For real, dude, because people get bored.
I get bored and I touch my nipples.
Talk to the audience while I go.
While you go deal with stuff. Audience, I missed you so much. It is a pleasure. This is the perfect time because now it's personal. We're talking to each other.
Yeah.
All right. So yesterday I had an experience that made me really excited. So we had a fan. For those of you that don't know, on Instagram, I have a habit of adding everyone. Or, like, you know, like, if you follow me, I won't necessarily follow you, but I'll follow you without following you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make it obvious, but certain people I follow just because, fuck it, it's Instagram. Audio Asylum's part of my Instagram. And I just love everybody. I want to show love to everyone. So I literally add almost everybody. And this girl went on Instagram Live. And her name was Gabby. I'm giving you a shout out, Gabby. And I commented, hey, or some shit. I don't know what it was that she was talking. Oh, I didn't even comment. It just said, Blee joined your live. And then she was talking about the show. And she's like, oh, I found Blee. And I was like, wait a minute, Blee, that's me. How do you know me? And
we got fans in this bitch.
Yeah, bro, we got fans that I didn't even know about. So I'm like, oh, how do you know me or whatever? She's like, oh, from the show. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to tell the guys I found you. Like, she got really involved. And that shit made me excited. Like, really happy because, we have fans, you know. Like there's a difference between saying you have fans and actually knowing you have fans. And when you know you have fans, like, it just means that much more to you. And
remember when nobody gave a fuck?
Bro, absolutely. Like, we were just doing this in the house for fucksies. And it ended up being a really good thing. And now we have a fan base. And I'm very grateful for you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Remember when, like, we did this, like, a whole last year without anybody, like, really. Well, not people were listening, but it was people we knew.
I don't, there's like, times where I look back and I'm like, how did we not give up? Like, how did we just keep it going and get this far?
Yeah, I mean, consistency. It's been a long time. Yeah. But it's definitely paying off.
It really is. And it's come very far. And, like, with the ideas we have now for even more stuff, it's gonna get fucking wacky.
Yeah, the YouTube is already as crazy as it is, and it's just gonna get increasingly more crazy.
Like, look at my fucking hair, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking... I live in Soundview, bro. I don't fucking walk around with this hair, bro. Like,
who cares? I think it's cool.
I'm gonna get fucking shot for looking like a lollipop.
It's funny you did that, because I was gonna do, like, dark red.
Mm.
Like, at some point, like, just in the front.
Go for it.
I've tried to dye the goatee red.
Listen, I'm on my way to 30 in the next couple of years. I gotta get it out my system now, because 30-year-olds don't do this shit.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're still pretty young.
Yeah, speak for your fucking self. I got hit by a car 5 years ago. I feel 48.
I mean, I'm turning 27. You're 26.
I'm 26, yeah. I'll be 27.
30 still isn't going to be old once we get there.
Nah, I'm just, bro, honestly, I'm just yanking your chain. I'm yanking my chain. Because
we're yanking
I fucking,
each other's chains.
Yeah, we're just yanking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nah, on a serious note, though, I don't know. I think because I'm out of shape, I feel older. And that's why I've been, like, eating healthy and shit. Like, bro, you be proud of me. I'm not drinking soda.
Yeah, no, yeah,
I've been drinking
soda.
Nothing but water. I've been fucking working out, like, going on jogs and shit, like our friend Eric.
Oh, yeah, Eric's in shape.
Like, I've been trying.
You know what I realized I probably have to give up?
What?
Coffee.
Oh, coffee's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's not terrible for you, but if you drink too much of it, you could develop, like, heart problems
and
shit like that.
So, I was drinking, like, large iced coffees in the morning every other day.
Oh, and it's iced coffee. There's so much sugar in that shit.
And the other day, I was at work, and I felt like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you with the water in a second. But yeah, I think iced coffee's gotta go.
I love it, though. Like, I mean...
I think if I can limit it to, like, twice a week, I think I'll be all right.
I'm not addicted, though. Like, I can have one iced coffee, and I'll be good for, like, 3 months.
See, I have an addictive personality, but it's, like, to certain shit.
My shit is iced tea.
Yeah, like, I'm not addicted to, like, drugs or, like, alcohol. It's, like, chocolate chip cookies and coffee.
I'm addicted to weed.
And, yeah, I mean, that's
not bad. Addicted to anything is bad. Yeah, I don't that's care. True. Yeah. I'm not one of those fuckers to be like, oh, it's just weed. Like, no, nigga. You gotta fucking monitor yourself. Like, yeah, you know, pace yourself, bruh.
Yo, so before we wrap this up, because you were in the whole fucking spirit
conversation. Oh, in the spiritual before. Conversation?
Yeah. And I was having a conversation, yeah, actually, fucking with the person weird in front of me, like, a week ago, about sleep paralysis.
Oh, have
you,
God.
Have you ever had that shit?
Yeah, I have. And it's fucked fucking up. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Especially because I feel like when you have sleep paralysis, I don't feel like you're just sleeping anymore. I feel like you've literally entered the dream state.
Well, that's apparently like, you ever woke up with your eyes open but you couldn't move?
Yeah.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
My friend described a story like that to me, and he said that when he was under sleep paralysis, he envisioned a fucking, like, giant figure over his bed that his legs went through the floor. Like if it was a fucking demon that was two stories high.
Dude, I'll never forget it. There was a time that I woke up in bed and my eyes were open and I couldn't fucking move. But, like, I was, like, just, my eyes were just moving around my ceiling. And I got into the state where I could finally kind of move a little bit. And I went to grab, like, my phone off that end table that's usually next to my bed. And I knocked over a whole fucking cup of water. And a whole bunch of shit. And that, like, sparked me up.
That really happened, though? Like, yeah, you really dropped shit?
No, yeah. No, it wasn't a dream.
Oh.
But the scary thing is, like, I couldn't fully move. Couldn't move. It was, like, one arm. You ever seen that movie Awake with Jessica Alba?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm terrified of surgery because of that movie.
Damn.
I'm also... The media fucked up everything for me. I don't want to get on a roller coaster because when I was younger, I watched people on the news die on them shits.
Oh. I don't That's get, horrible.
I don't want to get surgery because movies and the news...
I get on fucking everything.
Yeah. I mean, I would correct my lazy eye, but what if in the case I go to get it corrected, I'll get double vision? It's fucked up.
Damn.
Because that happens to people.
You really thought about this shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to make me start thinking about the shit I do.
I'm sorry.
I don't think about the shit I do. I just do it.
I gave you a lot to think about when you go home.
Damn, bro. I'm going on a fucking... I'm going to Universal, for Christ's sakes. Now I'm going to get on the mummy and be like, do I really want to do this?
Oh, yeah. Have fun on the plane.
Fucking... Oh, you fucker! You know I have a fear of heights, right?
No, it's really not that bad.
Bro, I hate planes.
Do you really?
I fucking hate planes. I drink every flight.
Yeah? I mean...
I can't.
That's the way to do it.
Like, I went to Cali, bro, 5-hour flight. I wanted to kill myself.
Gee, it's a 5-hour flight?
It's a 5-hour fucking flight. California? If you take it straight. If you take it straight from New York City to Los Angeles,
oh, layovers,
it's yeah, fucking 5 hours.
Way worse.
And it's horrible because you got to sit down for 3 of those hours.
Jeez.
Like, you know, the seatbelt sign is on. I'm like, fuck these fucking assholes. Who the fuck flies to Beijing for 18 hours? Like, kiss my ass, bro. I'm not fucking doing that. You better book me 4 flights from 4 different countries because I'm not fucking going straight.
Yeah, at that point, I'd rather be in a car.
It's ridiculous. You tell me you're getting on a plane for 10 hours, I'm going to say go fuck yourself. You crazy.
Is my mic audio coming out again? I mean, it's picking me up regardless.
I think it is, but... It's fine, because we're wrapping it up anyway.
Yeah, I mean...
These guys have heard enough of our shit.
Because I think... If I talk into this one, yeah, yours is good, mine's is fucking up.
That's so strange. It was the opposite way when we started.
Was this, like, not meant to be today? We were having technological issues.
It probably wasn't, but you know what? It happened anyway.
Yeah, exactly, it happened.
And you know what? There'll be another one when I come back from vacation.
Exactly. And what are you doing tomorrow? Oh, well, tomorrow you're probably just gearing up for...
Tomorrow I gotta drop off my dog to my sister. She's babysitting for me.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll wrap this one up. It is good to be back on the podcast because we had a few week stint where we weren't doing this because we were, like, very focused on the visual content. We had the We Are Wasted podcast. If you guys are familiar with that band, follow them on Instagram. They're a party rock band from California.
Hey, we are Wasted. Invite me to get wasted with you guys.
Yeah, we're supposed to definitely take a trip out there soon. Also, Chris Jericho, what the fuck are you doing? You're not listening to this, but put them on the fucking cruise. You're not listening to it, but put us on the cruise. Put them on the cruise. Put us and them on the cruise.
We'll be the backup dancers.
Yeah, right, or something. As always, fucking like and subscribe on YouTube. What's the last video? Well, by the time they listen to this, Tales from the Gulag Part 3 will be out. Ooh. Yeah, so definitely check that out. Check out Finding Blee. Check out Graves vs. Mises. At this point, spoiler alert, fucking, it's the biggest ass-whooping in Darapong history.
Yo, honestly, I wasn't expecting that, but it really fucking was.
Yeah.
That was... That,
cleaned house.
House
cleaned clean, up, bro. Cleaned up. I don't know who's gonna stop him. I think I'm gonna have to go into some kind of Rocky beer pong training.
Yeah. Honestly.
But
battle of the hosts.
Yeah. Again, fucking one of us has to do it. One of us has to go into some serious training.
I mean, I'm, you know, I'm only here because Emo Tim lets me be here for podcasts for whatever reason.
I mean, we kind of found you.
Y'all kind of found me, but y'all better hurry the fuck up, because I got blue hair now. My nutrients are leaving my skull. I'm fucking, I'm fried. But the next time you see me, I might be speaking gibberish. Yeah. I can only hold this shit for so long.
We'll figure it out. We will fix this.
Fucking Emo Tim. I hate that son of a bitch.
Bastard.
Fucking cunt.
Piece of shit. But... guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Brandon, where can they find you on Instagram?
You can find me at Blee_live. That's BL33_LIVE.
If you want to follow my dumbass on social media, it's Joey_shitbreak999. Obviously, follow Graves, CrispyTender69. Follow Lauren, Ruin Creations, and go support all of her artwork.
Yes, ma'am. She got a bunch of awesome shit. Go check it out.
I would say to go follow Anthony and Mises, but they're not very active on Instagram, and I can't even remember their handles right now.
Bro, this bug looks like a fucking alien. Oh.
It's dead now. Wait, no. Is it? Did I miss?
You completely, like, missed.
Wow, what a...
Oh, and it flew away.
Oh, and it flew. Fuck. What an outro. Frick. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Buff. Beef.
You said you smacked your meat off the thing. No.